Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The earlier program, you can catch it, where he says that Rick Joyner does. In Jerusalem, Christianity became a religion. In Greece, it became a philosophy. In Rome, it became an institution. In Britain, it became a tradition. And in America, it became an enterprise. And that's so important because when you look at the church in America, the first thing people think about says, man, I got to get incorporated. You know, it's like, well, you do. You know, people have business cards going, I am evangelist so-and-so incorporated.
Right.
What are you talking about? Or, you know, people are saying, well, to be able to start a church, you're going to need $1.3 million because you have this and you have that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the things that we've turned it into, or somebody says, you know, the pastor or the leader hears from the Lord and God speaks to them and says, you know, I want you to go left. And so he or she steps up and says, we're going to go left. And then today, American church says, well, have you ran that by the board?
Right.
And it's like, I would say that is an enterprise. Mm-hmm. That's an enterprise. An enterprise, then you can actually do business. You know, the church complains about the government, how they do business. You know, right. They're wasting money or whatever. That free enterprise could do it better, mm-hmm. whatever. But American church, according to George Barna, is paying $1.3 million per baptized believer. And infrastructures and salaries and all of that. So I don't think that it does
not much better
than the government there. And so he was taken, I mean, this is this week when Rick Joyner's talking about that Morningstar Ministries. And so, I mean, you can see the shift. I mean, although our value of ourself in America is really high. I mean, we have a high, you know, we think very highly of ourselves. Understand that God does think very highly of Americans, but he thinks equally highly valuable about everybody on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. It's equal, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's not all about any nation. It's about the plans of God and what God is going to be doing. And so I read about that, what he was talking about. He was talking about how that pretty much every time that the church shifted to a new nation, that it would lose some of the wrong things that it had going in it, and it would go to a next level, but also would pick up some things from that culture. And how when the church shifts to China, that it would shift in such a way that they would really purify it. And in the context of some of the things that you would be hearing from them, he says, is what is the pure gospel? What is the pure gospel? And what is the purest expression of Christianity? And the truth is, it's family. It's God, Father God, gave his son, Jesus Christ, on behalf of his creations, mankind, that they make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, then they become sons and daughters of God. Family. And look at the big attack of family all over the world. I mean, it's amazing how just everything to do with family seems to be under attack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because that is the greatest expression of what God wanted. I mean, the first thing God created on the earth was a husband and a wife who had children. It was family. And it's Adam and Eve and, you know, their children. And so the thing about it is how do we get back to family? And one way we do that is relating to God as our Father and understanding when his son, Jesus, our Lord, said, when they asked him, how do you pray? He says, this is how you pray. You talk to our Father as our Father, not big one in the sky, not my co-pilot,
right?
You know, Father. I mean, think about that. That's huge. I mean, because prior to that, that's the last thing that Israel would have ever thought about. Is thinking about God as Father.
Mm-hmm.
But this is his son, Jesus, saying, I want you to pray this way. This is how you pray. Pray like I pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it wanting our Father to be known and the Father heart of God to be known, it's the Father's heart. You got to check that previous program, is that we want his kingdom to come because he's our father. Some people say, you know, what is God this and God that? It's like, well, he needs to be your father. He's not your father yet. You haven't entered into the family of God yet, because if he's your father, you know that he has good plans in store for you, plans to bless you and to prosper you, save you from the wrath of to come. So think about this, so it's family. And so one way that you would express, you know, the purity of the church, what is the purity of the church? So treat each other like mothers, fathers, brothers, and sisters, the way family would. That's what he talks about in the Word of God. And so we're all children of God. And so it's one way of thinking about, you know, we don't just dump what we've been doing in America. We want to get to the purest form of the gospel. We want to get to the purest form of Christianity. And think about this too. And I'm going to be sharing a word from Dmitry Dudeman in a moment, because Russia this week just signed a deal with China for $400 billion. USA Today is reporting, which, because of what's been taking place in the West and how this thing has been building up. And we've been talking about it on VFN Radio, VFN TV, but we're going to bring some of these words back to help you understand that God's been kind of giving us a glimpse at what's going to be coming and what's taking place. And there's a strategy. The world is being organized right now. Mm-hmm. And in a specific way. And it is totally amazing to see. So think about this. Forget about the world. We, as sons and daughters of God, we need to start asking the question, what is the purest form of Christianity? You know, what is the purest form of being a Christian? And in that, start getting rid of everything that's not pure, everything that's not God. You know, and there's a lot of good things that are not God. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it'll help you if you don't have to buy that $250 bouquet in the front of your gathering every single week. You can give that to Mrs. Jones, who's having difficulty right now with her car or something. You know what I'm saying? And so in that we're gonna be taken down to the purity of the gospel. And when the gold is refined, all the trash and the silver is refined, all the trash comes out of it. And it's not a negative thing for the hay, wood, and stubble to come out of it. It's not wrong. And your life is a lot easier when you're not, don't have a whole bunch of religion to tote around with you. And then all you have is just pure relationship with God, which is authentic, and you're sharing not your organization, not your religion, but you're sharing about your honest, authentic relationship with Jesus Christ, who you just heard from a few moments prior to that, or that morning when you're spending time abiding with him. And the true church arises. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.